Old John of Gaunt, time-honoured Lancaster, hast thou, according to thy oath and bond, brought hither Henry Hereford, thy bold son, here to make good the boisterous late appeal, which then our leisure would not let us hear, against the Duke of Norfolk, Thomas Mowbray?
I have, my liege.
Tell me, moreover, hast thou sounded him, if he appeal the Duke on ancient malice, or worthily, as a good subject should, on some known ground of treachery in him?
As near as I could sift him on that argument, on some apparent danger seen in him aimed at your highness. No inveterate malice.
Then call them to our presence. Face to face and frowning brow to brow, ourselves will hear the accuser and the accused freely speak. High stomached are they both and full of ire, enraged, deaf as the sea, tasty as fire.
Many years of happy days before my gracious sovereign, my most loving liege.
Each day still better others' happiness until the heavens envying earth could have added immortal title to your crown.
We thank you both. Yet one but flatters us, as well appeareth by the cause you come, namely to appeal each other of high treason. Cousin of Hereford, what dost thou object against the Duke of Norfolk, Thomas Mowbray?
First, heaven be the record to my speech. In the devotion of a subject's love, tendering the precious safety of my prince, and free from other misbegotten hate, come I, appellant, to this princely presence. Now, Thomas Mowbray, do I turn to thee, and mark my greeting well, for what I speak, my body shall make good upon this earth, or my divine soul answer it in heaven. Thou art a traitor and a miscreant. And wish, so please my sovereign, ere I move, what my tongue speaks, my right-drawn sword may prove.
Let not my cold words here accuse my zeal. First, the fair reverence of your highness curbs me from giving reins and spurs to my free speech, which else would post and Smith have returned these terms of treason doubled down his throat. Setting aside his high blood's royalty, and let him be no kinsman to my liege, I do defy him. And I spit at him, call him a slanderous coward and a villain. By all my hopes, most falsely doth he lie.
Pale, trembling coward! There I throw my gage, disclaiming here the kindred of the king,
and I take it up. And by that sword, I swear, which gently laid my knighthood on my shoulder, I'll answer thee in any fair degree or chivalrous design of knightly trial. And when I mount, alive may I not light if I be traitor or unjustly fight.
Cousin Hereford, what lay you to Mowbray's charge? It must be great that can inherit us so much as of a fault of ill in him.
Look what I speak. My life shall prove it true. And Mowbray hath received 8,000 gold coins in name of lendings for your highness' soldiers, the which he hath detained for lewd employments, like a false traitor and injurious villain. Besides, I say, and will in battle prove, that all the treasons for these 18 years, complotted and contrived in this land, fetch from false Mowbray their first head and spring. Further, I say, and further will maintain upon his bad life to make all this good, that he did plot the Duke of Gloucester's death. Incite his soon-believing adversaries, and consequently, like a traitor coward, sluiced out his innocent soul through streams of blood, which blood, like sacrificing Abel's, cries even from the tongueless caverns of the earth to me for justice and not chastisement. And by the glorious worth of my descent, this arm shall do it, or this life be spent.
How high a pitch his resolution soars.
Oh, let my sovereign turn away his face and bid his ears a little while be deaf, till I have told this slander of his blood how God and good men hate so foul a liar.
Mowbray, impartial are our eyes and ears. He is our subject, Mowbray. So art thou. Free speech and fearless I to thee allow.
Then, Bolingbroke, as low as to thy heart, through the false passage of thy throat thou liest. 3 parts of that receipt I had for Calais dispersed I duly to his highness soldiers. The other part reserved I by consent, for that my sovereign liege was in my debt upon remainder of a dear account, since last I went to France to fetch his queen. Now swallow down that lie. For Gloucester's death, I slew him not, but to my own disgrace neglected my sworn duty in that case. This is
my fault. As for the rest appealed, it issues from the rancor of a villain, a recreant and most degenerate traitor, which in myself I boldly will defend and interchangeably hurl down my gauge upon this overweening traitor's foot to prove myself a loyal gentleman, even in the best blood chambered in his bosom. In haste whereof, most heartily I pray your highness to assign our trial day.
Wrath kindled, gentlemen. Be ruled by me. Let's purge this collar without letting blood. This we prescribe, though no physician. Deep malice makes too deep incision. Forget, forgive, conclude and be agreed. Our doctors say this is no month to bleed. Good uncle, let this end where it begun. We'll calm the Duke of Norfolk, you, your son.
To be of make peace shall become my age. Throw down, my son, the Duke of Norfolk's gauge.
And Norfolk throw down his.
When, Harry, when? Obedience bids I should not bid again.
Norfolk, throw down. We bid. There is no boot.
Myself I throw, dread sovereign, at thy foot. My life thou shalt command, but not my shame. I am disgraced, impeached, and baffled here, pierced to the soul with slander's venom spear, the which no balm can cure but his heart blood which breathed this poison.
Rage must be withstood. Give me his gauge. Lions make leopards tame.
Yea, but not change his spots. Take but my shame, and I resign my gauge. My dear, dear lord, the purest treasure mortal times afford is spotless reputation. That away men are but gilded loam or painted clay.
Cousin, throw up your gauge. Do you begin?
God defend my soul from such deep sin. Shall I seem crestfallen in my father's sight?
We were not born to sue, but to command.
Which, since we cannot do to make you friends, be ready as your lives shall answer it at Coventry upon St. Lambert's Day. There shall your swords and lances arbitrate the swelling difference of your settled hate. Since we cannot atone you, we shall see justice design the victor's chivalry. Lord Marshal, command our officers at arms be ready to direct these home alarms.